Shabbat Shalom. Hope I get through this. My allergies are kind of acting up this morning. Today's parsha is He Went Out. And what Pastor Sam read was Jacob departed from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And the whole parasha is the travels of Yaakov, Jacob, when he left Beersheba to get away from his brother, Esau. And he goes from there to Beit El, meets the Lord, and gets to Haran, and settles down there for a while, and then comes home. And basically that covers the time that this parasha talks about. But as reading it, I found an interesting part that really made me wonder, or I was amazed probably. And after more than 20 years of toiling in the house of Laban, his uncle, his dad's sister, Yaakov wants to leave. Now, I don't find that amazing. He wants to go home. But what I found amazing was he should have been entitled to leave. He failed his contract. He did a lot. He married Laban's daughters in exchange for years of tending Laban's sheep. He increased his livestock by a whole lot. And he was a faithful son-in-law, despite a conniving con artist of an uncle or father-in-law. Yet when he leaves Laban's home, he has to sneak out. And why would you have to sneak out from a relative after what you've done for him? But fearing Laban would take everything he had away from him. Laban then pursued Yaakov with vengeance. Well, fortunately, Hashem, the Lord, gave Yaakov a promise when he was at Beit El. He said, I will be with you and bring you back, and this will be your land. So he appears unto Laban and warns him, don't mess with my boy. Well, eventually, Laban overtakes Yaakov and confronts him. And he says, what do you mean by deceiving me and carrying off my daughters as they were captives taken in war? Why did you flee in secret and deceive me and not tell me? I would have sent you off with joy, singing to the music of tambourines and lyres. Sure he would have. That's Genesis 31, 26 to 27. Next, he accuses him of stealing his idols. Now you see, it's idols because Laban was a Sumerian. Not a Sumerian, a Sumerian from Mesopotamia. And they had seven gods. And he was still practicing his local religion at that time. And so he was looking for his idols that Rachel had taken. Anyway, I don't think that Yaakov knew what he was talking about. And he was a little confused about that time. Take your idols? No. So anyway, Laban searches for the idols. He doesn't find them. And Yaakov then gets strength because Laban had made a mistake in his eyes. And he comes back with him and he says, I took care of your sheep in the cold, in the hot, and everything. Why are you doing this to me? He says, I don't deserve these attacks. And he adds, if not for the protection of Hashem, you would have sent me away empty-handed. That doesn't even move Laban. No. Like an unyielding dictator, Laban responds, the daughters are my daughters, the children are my children, the flock is my flock, and all you see is mine. Genesis 31:43. What in the world can be going on in this guy's mind? He just doesn't seem to get it. Well, guess what? I have a story. It's about Yankel. And whenever we want to go, the Jews want to go to somebody, they always pick on poor Yankel. He's a good one to pick on. Anyway, he was a heavy smoker, and I'm not picking on smokers, past smokers. I was one up until I was about 30, so I'm not picking on you. Anyway, he went to see a certain hypnotist who had cured a large number of people using a method that combined hypnosis, electrodes, a little pushing, while placing little metal balls behind the ear with wires. And it was supposed to have worked. Yankel went to this doctor and underwent the entire ritual. The balls went behind the ears, the electrodes were attached to his temples, and the doctor began to talk. Let me ask you, Yankel, questioned the doctor of the well-wired patient. Everything you inhale, every time you inhale a cigarette, do you know what is happening? Well, close your eyes and imagine your lips puckered around the tailpipe of a New York City bus. Yuck. That is what the cigarettes are doing to you. Yanko went home that night still wanting to smoke, but he decided to hold off. Maybe it might take one night, he thought. The next morning, nothing seemed changed. In fact, on his way to work, he had a queasy feeling. As soon as he entered his office, Yanko picked up the telephone and called the doctor. So, asked the doctor, how do you feel? I'm sure you didn't have a cigarette yet. I bet you had no desire for them anymore. Well, Yankel hesitated. Honestly, Doc, I'm not sure. One thing I can tell you, however, all morning on my way to work, I seem to be chasing city buses. Laban didn't get it. No matter how clearly Yaakov explained his case, the 20 years of work, the devoted labor under scorching heat and freezing cold, Laban just stood unmoved and said, the daughters are my daughters, the children, and whatever you have is mine. When the sickness of egocentrism, and I call that me-ism, overtakes the emotional stability of a human soul, one can talk, persuade, or even shock a person. the Lord can show up and do his part. But unless one actually takes the initiative to realize his or her shortcomings, anything that anyone may tell them is only a blast of noxious air. Shabbat shalom.